Hi, this is the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Jack Vaughn.
And I'm Ed Burns.
And both of us are here to talk about some big data doings. One thing I know we were looking at talking about was healthcare and analytics. Based on some of your reporting, Ed, I get the impression that you're seeing maybe a low uptake on analytics in healthcare, and you know, some different things I've seen led me to believe that maybe the uptake would have been higher.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, there are some notable standouts here. I mean, there are obviously some really large health systems that are investing pretty heavily in analytics, and they're doing some pretty interesting things. But when we look at the nationwide picture, I'm not sure that the penetration of analytics into the healthcare system is all that deep. It's a topic that I was just doing some reporting on, and I came across the survey that was conducted by the health IT trade organization HIMSS, where they surveyed hospitals all across the country on where they're at in terms of IT adoption. We're talking various IT systems, and data warehousing and analytics technology was one category that they looked at. And what they found was that only 3.7% of those surveyed actually achieved their highest ranking, which included as a standard using data warehousing technology. And so, I mean, there are some other technologies involved with achieving that ranking, but it seems like effective use of data in general is one of the main things that goes into that. And at least based on the survey, which seems to come from a pretty reputable source, I will say, it seems that the penetration of data warehousing practices and analytics is not quite as deep in the healthcare system as we maybe would have thought.
One thing from some of my reporting is I've come across, well, I've gained this impression that changes in healthcare where payment for services might be based on new criteria, and that the ability to predict how long someone will be in a hospital, who should be admitted, how they should be discharged in order to make sure that they're not readmitted suddenly, quickly, that all that required these organizations to learn about predictive analytics and so on.
That's definitely true, and so I think it's a good point that you make there. When we're talking about adoption of analytics being fairly low at this point, I don't think that means that it's going to stay low. I think that there are, as you say, a lot of factors coming down the pike. I think it was just in 2008, Medicare said that it was going to stop reimbursing hospitals for readmissions for patients who were being treated for certain conditions. So that's a pretty obvious use case that I've written about for applying predictive analytics, you know, just knowing who's going to get sick, who's going to have to return to the hospital, that kind of thing. And a lot of health systems are also moving to accountable care type setups where they're getting paid to keep patients healthy rather than for the number of treatments that they administer to patients. And so to be profitable under that type of system, it really pays to know exactly where you need to direct your resources. And so when I've been out talking to some people and doing some reporting on this, it does sound like a lot of hospitals are investing in this area, and they're trying to get going in making analytics a bigger part of what they do. Just last week, I was at the Big Data and Analytics in Healthcare conference right here in Boston, and this was a pretty big topic. A lot of people were talking about some of the things that they're trying to accomplish with analytics, but also some of the things that have been slowing them down. And I think that the areas where they've been talking about what's been slowing them down is kind of instructive in why we don't see such broad implementations of analytics in healthcare. For example, I saw a presentation by Nicholas Marco. He's the chief data officer at Geisinger Health System, and he talked about how when he looks out at various healthcare organizations, he doesn't really see a lot of strategy in terms of how they want to use analytics. He just sees people doing kind of one-off things that are not really connected to a broader data strategy, and that this is kind of minimizing the impact of analytics and slowing down adoption. There was another presentation there from Allie Anderson. She's a data analyst at MedStar Georgetown Hospital. And she talked about recently trying to implement a predictive model that would help clinicians basically reduce the number of days that hospitals are reduce the number of days that patients are in the hospital. And what she found was that the clinicians who were interacting with this model were not used to making data and predictions such a large part of their care processes. So that was something that kind of prevented this model from at least initially seeing broader adoption. So I think that there are a lot of cultural issues like that within healthcare organizations where people just aren't really used to thinking about data and interpreting the product of analytic processes and implementing them in their day-to-day routine. But at the same time, you know, like we were talking about earlier, there definitely are examples of people who are doing this sort of thing. At the conference, there was a presentation from Adam Doyle. He's from Mercy Healthcare, which serves Ohio and Kentucky. And, you know, he laid out this whole the data stack that they have at that health system. And, you know, compared to a lot of the businesses that we cover on a day-to-day basis, it was pretty forward-thinking. I think it was they were using Hadoop and HANA and an Oracle data store. They're querying the data using Hive. And so, you know, they definitely are investing pretty heavily in some of these modern data tools that we cover on a day-to-day basis. So I think, like you said, it is coming. It's just a matter of time before we see truly universal adoption.
Yeah, one thing I think I've begun to see with Hadoop is this. You know, it was pretty raw. Now they're starting to put in some of the data security elements that have been in relational databases for quite a while in terms of cell level encryption and access control. And so that might have been a gating factor with Hadoop.
Absolutely. I think that the maturity of the system is a pretty big factor for healthcare providers. I mean, like you said, obviously there's a really big security piece to it, but also reliability. You know, when you have processes running that literally people's lives depend on, you can't have a job crash in the middle of what it's trying to do. So, yeah, I think as these tools mature a little bit and people understand a little more what they're good for and what they're not, I think we'll see them starting to make their way into the fairly conservative world of healthcare.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. We appreciate too. We get impressions. We ask our audience to certainly be feel free to let us know what you're seeing and give us guidance in terms of what kind of coverage you'd like to see. So, therefore, I will close this event by saying thank you for joining us. Talking Data Podcast today.